There is an expression that new parents learn very quickly. Never wake a sleeping baby.
Never.
Never. New parents also learn that babies cry a lot, and they cry very loudly.
Yeah, and that's something Eyewitnesses reporter Jeff Rossin is finding out for himself firsthand with his new crying baby, Skylar. He's here tonight with What's Bugging You, but more importantly, what's bugging you, Jeff?
It is. I haven't gotten any sleep.
Is she crying a lot? Because you know if she's crying a lot. Can I give you, you want some advice here?
This is exactly what we're talking about. Everyone who wants to give you advice, not only Diana, but all of these books. This is a baby whisperer. She has stuff to say. I have like 10 books here on the set. Ferberize your baby. Don't ferberize your baby. Use a pacifier. Don't use a pacifier. We'll get Diana's diatribe after. The books are one thing. You can choose not to read them, but how about your co-anchors? Or your friends who insist on giving you advice. Their way is the best way to raise your child. It's enough already. Oh, hang on. I just got chills. Almost 3 o'clock in the morning. She's up and she's angry. You're clueless. You're tired. How do I get this kid to sleep?
You just got to get away from him. Okay. Let him scream and walk away, count to 10, and come back and hold him tight and love him.
So that's bad enough. The screaming baby. Mom and dad have had it. And then it gets worse. Your fellow parents have to chime in. Do this. Do that. This worked for my little angel. I mean, who made them experts on your kid?
Give me your fake answer for when people would give you advice and you tune them out. Tell me what you'd say.
Oh, I would say, oh, really? That's great. That's so helpful. Thank you.
This is Victoria from New Jersey, and all the input is bugging me.
This woman told us she breastfeeds her baby during the day and uses formula at night. That works for her. Doesn't mean it works for you. This woman told us she ferberized her baby, and that worked. For her, not necessarily you.
Stop. Wait till you have your own kids, and then you can learn from your own advice, because it doesn't work.
Look, there's nothing wrong with some friendly advice. We need it, but sometimes, pardon me, but who asked you? New parents are tired. Now they're sick and tired of input overload.
No one's an expert. Only the people that have done it and done it right for their kid, they're an expert.
On their kid.
On their kid. You got it. That's it. And you know, and I'll write a book on that someday and someone won't like it.
So next time you offer unsolicited advice and you start the sentence, I'm a parent, trust me, catch yourself.
That's my girl. Keep crying, Skylar. I'll be up until 4 o'clock this morning with that. It can get pretty frustrating, trust me, at night. So if you want to kill some time as your baby cries it out, log on to our website, 7online.com. You can go to the What's Bugging You section. We actually have a cool link to a message board where parents write their best tips for getting babies to sleep. Listen to it or not. While you're on the web, you can send us an email with What's Bugging You about anything you want.
So you're already getting advice.
All right, every minute from my parents, advice, from people on the street. And yeah, we welcome it, but sometimes I'll just let her cry.
Yeah, but she's not crying all the time.
No, she sleeps for 4 hours at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Good. Great. You'll get some sleep
Thanks,
someday.
Please.
She'll be a teenager.